welcome to Galactic Goddess Podcast. I'm your host, Rod Anelia, and today we have someone very special, Brenda Lanoff, and she is a pathogenics healer. She does many different kinds of healing, and welcome, Brenda.
Thank you. I'm really pleased to connect with you and to finally talk about some of these subjects that are really important to me and affect thousands, if not millions, of women around the world. So thank you.
Absolutely. So today we're going to be talking about, you know, breast implant illness. We're going to be talking about how you can start, you know, healing with energy, how energy healing can start to help you release some of the trapped toxins, because there is a list of, it's over 40 ingredients in breast implants that should never be in anyone's body ever, like jet fuel, like liquid vinyl. I don't know if you have the list, but it's terrifying that this is legal and that people are actually making money off of this, because, you know, women have a lot of detoxing to do after they get their breast implants out. You know, I was very sick with breast implant illness, and I had no idea what it was. It was years and years going to many, many doctors, getting many kinds of blood tests. And, of course, they're not going to test to see if there's, you know, if those chemicals have leached into your body, which they leach into your body, they leach into your organs. So I was doing these detoxes, like going to hot saunas and taking hot, going into hot water. And what it was doing was actually leaching the chemicals more into my body. And I would go into like a toxic shock syndrome, where a couple times I just felt like I was literally going to die. Like my body, my soul just like popped out. And I was like, I don't understand what's going on. And it was only later that I found out about breast implant illness. And now so many women are finding out about it. And I'd love to hear your story about how you found out about it and all that stuff.
I think that this subject is so massive that we're only tapping into it. Mm-hmm. I only heard of, quote, breast implant illness within the last 3 months. Mm-hmm. I honestly never heard anything about it. Mm-hmm. So quickly, my story was that I had breastfed. I was a single parent, self-conscious, and like, yes, I was only in my 20s. So this would be like a great thing to do. You know, my self-esteem would increase. And I went to my plastic surgeon here in Canada, and was like, you know, you have a couple of options. So, okay, sure, I'll do the saline. It's very safe. There was no further discussion. Mm-hmm. It was only looking back in time, and this seems to be something that occurs for many women when you go back in time, and then you think, okay, but then this happened, and then that happened. I cannot prove it, but I had so many series of physical issues that occurred after the implant that I never had before. Mm-hmm. It was fibromyalgia, endometriosis. I've had basal cell carcinoma, cancer. I've had just so many things happen. Mm-hmm. It's bizarre. And Epstein-Barr virus, which I do believe is a big part of it. Mm-hmm. So what I really feel is what's happening here is that if we happen to have an immune system that maybe isn't that great, and there's that little 2% of infection, and that, you know, we just really can't clear it up, then we do something like a breast implant. And if there's any issues with that, any leakage, I believe that can really cascade into physical issues. So, you know, I know I'm not a breast implant, you know, like super specialist. Mm-hmm. What I do is energetically test. Mm-hmm. So after working decades in the oil and gas industry in Alberta, Canada, corporate job, I had these series of events that I mentioned. Mm-hmm. And this took me down this road of self-healing. Maybe I'll try Reiki. Maybe I'll do this, EFT, whatever. And it was a series of events. Mm-hmm. And now, at this point in time, I'm working with pathogenics, which is a combination of bacteria, mold, fungal, viruses. And so and there's so many things that you can check on. Now, as you just mentioned, there's all these chemicals. I don't know about you, but I was never told there was going to be chemicals in my saline implants and that possibly leakage. I mean, of course, none of that was exposed. It makes me furious.
Yeah.
Furious that women have been used for money-making machines for, who knows the dollar amount.
It's a billion-dollar industry. They made billions. I mean, it's the easiest, surgery you can get, plastic surgery. You're in and out in, an hour or two. Yeah. But the explant surgery is a whole lot different. Mm-hmm. Now you have to get it out properly. You need to get out maybe in my case, the tissue around the implant.
Okay.
It's really toxic. I remember my doctor saying to me, oh, it's so safe. And I was like, a teen. I didn't know. I just believed the authorities. You're an authority. You're a doctor. You have prestige. You're supposed to look up to your doctors and respect them, right? And they let us really down this very, very, life-changing path that steals women's lives, chronic fatigue issues, like exhaustion. Yes. At the very end of my journey, and I'm still recovering, but where I knew I was really about to die, I could barely bend down and tie my shoe. And I was like, okay, this is it. Like, I'm done. I went to every doctor I could. I went to everyone, and I got blood tests. I got everything I was supposed to do. I followed the rules by the rule book, and I was left for dead. It was my own research and understanding that if I'm going to live, it's going to be because of me, because I'm taking matters in my own hands. The institution, the health institution, isn't always there to benefit you, or they don't know how to because they're not trained properly. Now, understanding what I understand now, I didn't have that understanding back then that, inorganic substances would harm my body. I just believed. I believed the way a good girl should, right? We believe our doctors, and we believe the people who are authorities. We just take it blindly. And now we have to take matters in our own hands. So I'm all about healing, finding alternative healing, finding ways that we can get better, energy work has a lot to do with that, because the energy we are detoxing from, number one, the lies, but then number two, from all the chemicals that get stuck in the body and the repercussions of an imbalanced body. We understand now that
losing volume. I can't hear you. I can't hear you.
Me now?
Yes.
That's unbelievable. I love it. Right as we're talking about the medical industry, my
yes, I know, you need to say no more. I've had so many strange things happen. It's very beyond unsettling to think that we have been used as pawns. And I, this whole, we're tired of hearing it, but it's the reality of Me Too, is ignited women taking back their power, and or having power, not even taking it back, it's getting their power and having to support one another. And that's why I really love when we can get a group of women together and just get the dialogue going. We're very lonely. We're scattered throughout the world, and we're not talking about it because there's so much shame associated to it, because women are supposed to feel bad about themselves to begin with, right? You know, we're sinful. So we, you know, my goodness, how can we even want to think about enhancing how our breasts, you know, the horrific things that are done in society in different parts of the world, there are no words. So by enhancing our looks, like I've mentioned it in one of my major Facebook groups, and I thought, you know, of all the hundreds of people that are in my group, I'm not the only one who's had breast implants. Like, let's talk about this. Let's get rid of the stigma and the shame. Yeah. And instead of blaming, why don't we get into that collective self-healing? Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm here. You know, I felt very guided. Yeah. And
I love that. I love that. And, you know, I love what you touched upon with the shame. You know, we women have been shamed into not being beautiful enough, not being sexy enough, not being enough. We always have to be more. We're always, mm-hmm. we're the target, you know, to the beauty industry who wants to cash mm-hmm. in on our insecurities. So they manufacture false beliefs.
Yes.
False beliefs that we are not just fine the way we are. And you cannot blame a woman for feeling that way because she's simply taken on the programming. Imagine how many millions mm-hmm. and millions and millions and millions of women have this programming. Dare I say billions? Absolutely billions.
Yes.
This is not something to be ashamed of. This is something to talk about. The shame goes away when we have conversations. The shame goes away when we yes. say, hey, I was bamboozled just like you. You know what I'm saying? I looked at my TV, I looked at my magazines, and I saw what was, you know, culturally considered beautiful. And I was hoping that I could live up to that standard so that I too would find love and, you know, whatever that is, right? So
yeah.
The bottom line is that we're here now and we know that energy healing can make a difference. You know, energy healing saved my life. I believe I wouldn't be here had I not been doing energy healing while I was sick. It's the one thing that brought the light back into my body, mm-hmm. the mana, where my life force energy was getting depleted. It was pulling me back into my body. And I am telling you, my soul was already like halfway out, and I kept pulling it back in with my energy work. So I believe yes. in energy work. I've seen it do miracles for my clients and for myself. Mm-hmm. I get sessions. I did a session with you. We did a pathogenic healing session. And I'd love for you to tell us a little bit about pathogenic healing, what that is, how it works, you know, all that good stuff.
Okay. So as I mentioned, I do many, many healing modalities. And to me, there's only, you know, there's source energy, creator energy. I'm really not big into labels because there isn't one modality, one healing work in my mind that's it. But of course, that's not what you're being told many times when you're taking your, you know, your courses, etc. So I check in on a subconscious level what may be happening within that person's body, and it could be mental, emotional, psychological. There's a lot of levels, when you, as you know, of course, when you're talking about energy work. How it's helped you. Well, yes, if there's emotions that are related to a particular virus or pathogen, you want to clear the emotions as well. So as, you know, I've been doing energy work, such as a certified, it's called Body Code, Emotion Code, EFT, Reiki, so many different things over the years. You kind of forget, you know, and what I love to do, and I love to teach. So when I'm doing my one-to-one sessions, if a person isn't comfortable with what does that mean, I will show them what is your body holding on to. So your subconscious, for probably most people that are listening now, is about 90%, 95%. But we're going to tap into that and find out what exactly is occurring. So we know we're being constantly bombarded by toxicity, the chemtrails, the water, I mean, constantly. So it's testing at a subconscious level what's occurring within your body. I go through this process, and I've been doing this for many, many, many years. I have a lot of testimonials, first of all, to look as to that. of how you can test what specific issues are occurring and then clear it energetically. Now, I do it by very ancient way. I'm dowsing. Now, I came out of the oil and gas industry, and way back when, they went, how they found the water was actually taking these dowsing rods, and they're going, yes, this is it. This is where we're going to strike. So we had a major oil field discovered in Alberta, which is the capital, it's like Texas, the resource capital for oil and gas properties. And also for water wells. I know people who are in the country on the acreage, they want to drill a water well. Let's bring in a dowser. They bring in a dowser. Okay, where do we go here? This is where we're going to drill. So it's not that the pendulum or the dowsing is doing the work. It's actually a tool for me. And anyone can learn how to do this. So a lot of the times, I know for myself, like I had rheumatoid, okay, one of the things is rheumatoid arthritis. So I'd mentioned some of the things that I have is rheumatoid arthritis. So I was told, Brenda, you get everything foreign out of your body, which of course included the breast implants. So I was like, oh man, I really liked my implants, and it was a sad day to have because I really didn't think I had any issues. But I did have some rashes on the side of my breast. Other than that, honestly, I didn't feel that I did, except for the fact when I look back, I had fibromyalgia prior to the rheumatoid. So I can see perhaps where it was this continual downhill situation that was occurring. So I did have them removed. And for myself, honestly, I was kind of awake. I didn't want to go under. So I can remember sort of seeing the reflection in his light, I guess, of pulling the implants out. I was quite proud of myself. I'm able to handle him taking out the implants, and I wasn't on, like I say, a lot of heavy duty medication. So I didn't have that type of complications like I've heard from some other women. Now in Canada, from what I understand, well, I could be wrong, but I guess we do not have the right to check the implants once they're removed. Looking back on it, I would have asked my doctor, can I please, I want to see these were in my body. So it's very strange. So this is what I've heard. We're not allowed to actually look at them, because I, at this point in time, if that was the case that we could, I'd like to have them taken to a lab. Is there mold? Is there fungal? And, of course, with the knowledge that I have now, testing, is there mold, fungal? What's happening? So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm continually working in healing. And, I've had a cardiac arrest and I died, and they brought me back. Now, I can't claim that was because of the breast implants, but there's toxicity there. Mm-hmm. So it's a real combination. Mm-hmm. It's a real combination of things that are occurring. And to get to that bottom layer of what's really, truly going on is vital. And this is what I have learned with so many issues over the years. I need to get to that bottom layer and then start working your way up. Start looking at the different layers of heavy metal, which is huge for all of us in so many ways, vaccines, etc. So that's in the implant. Let's get it out. So you're working and you're dowsing out that energetic imprint out of the body. And there's many different healers and modalities that look at clearing toxicity, and that's where I intend on going and helping with women is releasing this toxicity, whatever I identify could be an issue.
Mm-hmm. So, there are lists of 40, carcinogenic, and that's just a carcinogenic. Chemicals like the liquid vinyl, for example, in the safe saline implants. I believe having a substance like that, it starts to leach into your body, into your organs. Mm-hmm. Even if it doesn't break, people are always like, well, was your implant broken? And I was like, no, but I was very sick. And I know it's from the implants, and
right.
All the symptoms, it was just unbelievable. The absolute just
fatigue and exhaustion, pure exhaustion, like not even feeling like you can move. It was overwhelming. And so I'm so excited as I'm getting better and I'm, you know, getting more energy. And, you know, it's a process because the chemicals leach into your organs, they leach into your body, they break down your system, they start to get to your, well, your nervous system, but also your cognitive abilities. My speech was going out the door. I couldn't remember what happened at the end of the day. My memory was going out. That's for many women say this too. My speech, I was slurring all my words. I could not talk properly. Everything was deteriorating. It can show up and like symptoms that like mimic like MS or just weird things. You know, you would never think about that. If I had known even when I thought, I would have said, oh, please no. My health is far more important than trying to uphold an image to make my boyfriend like me.
It's deplorable. I lived in La Paz, Bolivia, South America for a period of time. And I would hear stories of how young girls were getting breast implants for grad. You know, you're working with cultures that it's going to take a long time. But we do need to start the process and the conversation. And we need to talk about it.
The healing needs to happen. So it's a multifold healing here that needs to occur. Number one is the emotional, because the belief, you know, that this thing where women are targeted from a very young age, starting with Barbie, starting with your first with your child, then you go on to the Bratz dolls. You know what I mean? The Bratz dolls, they have all that makeup and. You're just creating something that's not realistic. And now, you know, they've moved on from breasts to butt implants. Wherever the money is, they're gonna market it. You know, they're gonna.
It's nothing.
You cannot escape it, but you can heal to know that you are enough. You know, and that's emotional for women who have been through the grinder. The factory, you know, of pain and suffering, women who got breast implants and are now sick, there's a deep healing that's on a very, you know, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual level, because then there's that anger. I was lied to. I was lied to. I was used, you know, and how many, I mean, other women have been used, and you know, we are taking back the power, not being a victim, but anger is part of it, you know, because you have to feel it to heal it, you know. And I always say they did the witch hunts back in the day. They just killed any woman that presented any power. Now they don't have to do witch hunts. They can just sell you, market you, let you know you're not enough. 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 Women will go out and buy devices that kill them. Instead of a witch hunt, we are now deforming and dementing women from within. So you're killing her on the inside. I was so weak. My personality shifted so much after I got them taken out because I was feeble. I was weak. I didn't have any energy. You kill the life force of a woman. That's not sexy. And just for those out there, if any guys are watching and you think they're sexy, let me tell you, sex drive goes out the door. I mean, you have no interest in that. When you're sick and you don't feel good, how are you going to feel that life force energy? That's like one of the first things to go away. So that's the myth of the, ooh, over the top sexy woman with the, you know, no, they have no sex drive. Immediately after I got my implants, my sex drive came like back full force and more, but that's because I was back to being me again, you know, and I think men don't understand that it's just not, it's not what it's presented to be either. You've been bamboozled just as much as we have, so you know what I'm saying?
I know. Well, I look back, you know, like I said, I was a single parent with a very young infant, and well, not young, I guess he was about four or so, And the boyfriend that I was with at the time commented on my breasts. Mm-hmm. Now, it really hurt. And I thought, I had a child, you know, like, this is so, like, outrageous. I breastfed, and this is what we do. Mm-hmm. And was that the reason why I got implants? Well, it definitely didn't help. I had never heard that before from any man. So it was very, very hurtful. We just have to, really let go of the beliefs that we can hold on to. And thank goodness, like for what you're doing, and for, you know, we can check in as subconscious, like, what is that belief that we're taking in? When did it come in? And then go through and process and clear it. The real key thing is, because there's thousands, if not millions, of women throughout the world, of course, probably millions, we start creating our own support systems. And let it out. Let the stories out. Talk about your stories. And that's also a process of healing. And then, you know, share. You know, share what that is, what you're doing, how you're helping your bodies to detox. You know, for example, it could be like celery juicing, which is a big thing right now, actually, which I'm doing, and my inflammation is going down. So, I mean, it could be something like that in addition to the emotional work. In addition to clearing out toxicity, the heavy metals, any pathogens or virus or bacteria, is there a mold? Is there, what's going on within that, within your body, within your system, within your lymphatic system? So you're checking, you're doing a scan to see, yes, this is occurring here. And if, for example, if there is something in the liver which can be anger, well, you know, is there toxicity level? Like, you could, there's many ways of testing your body, of what you're holding on to, and then we go through a process in clearing it. And there's several ways to do that. And it's just like prayer. You know, you do prayer. It's a collective. We can work over our meridian lines. Many people might be familiar with a source of working over your meridian, releasing energy this way. Thousand. There's not one way that's magic. It's a matter of what feels right for you, and start working on yourself. You know, learn how to self-test. Self-testing, while we're going to go through the process, learn what your body's holding on to, and start getting empowered. And then you can help some other women to help some other women. Let's get this out there. Start talking about it.
Absolutely. I love that. You know, in my case, I feel zero shame. I feel like, hey, I'm doing a favor to people by sharing. There have been, like, you know, so many women that have stepped forward and said, thank you for even just talking about it, because I had no idea, or I was just about to get breast implants. You know, I talked to everybody about this. My niece was going to get married, and she was just about to get breast implants. I told her my story during my facial. And she's like, I'm canceling that, you know, I'm just fine the way that I am.
Yeah.
Thank you. You just saved my life. Why should we feel shame? We have been burdened with shame for so long. It's no longer in our highest and best good. If we want to heal and make a difference in our lives, in the lives of our children — I don't have children, but, you know, the children — if you want more time and life, Why feel shame talking about important things? The shame is cover up. The shame is in hiding the truth, lying, selling products to women that make them sick. They should be ashamed.
That's shameful.
To the manufacturers, to the creators, to the FDA. Shame on you.
Yes, shame on you. Shame on you.
You know, no, I'm not taking shame on. That's not my take on. You know, We're stepping forward. We're part of the solution, not the problem.
Exactly.
I love, and I love that, you know, things like pathogenic healing, you can, so maybe you want to explain, because I mean, with distance healing, people don't understand, how could you heal something when you're not right in front of somebody?
Well, I'm not healing, firstly. This is energy that everyone has access to. I'm the vehicle. So it's not that I'm this guru. I'm not. However, we all have the ability to test what's happening in our body. We all can test our body's going to show. So, you know, if you expand your body, and I have different ways of doing that. You can, there's one thing that works very well. It's called the sway test. And this is my Dr. Bradley Nelson, I'm certified under. At any rate, you can test your body and it's called the sway test, where you can actually command your body, show me a yes and show me a no. It's very, very powerful. And then when people go, oh my gosh, my body's moving forward, I can't believe I'm still holding on to that. Bingo, you know, you've got them where they are then feeling like they have some control over their body. So their body's actually talking to them. Yeah. You know, it's telling them, yes, there is something here that maybe is not at a conscious level, but it's there at a subconscious level. You can all learn to muscle test, self-test. It's not magic. But I've been doing this for so many years. Like, yes, I'm very confident with what I'm doing. And that's because this is my passion, my job. So I'm testing, and whatever you have, and let's look at it. Again, I go through a process. If you have the heavy metals, and say you're working with me, and you're going, your body's moving a bit forward, like, yes, I do. Then we go through a process, and I invite people to work with me. Work with me, and let's call in Creator. Just call in your angels to help you, be with you, and just to clear out any toxicity that may be in the way. Now, I have a Facebook group where I do a couple of clearings a month, and it's called Healing Healers Pathogenics. So anybody can join up. I'll invite you. I do group silent healings at a distance. So just I give you the time. And then you join in. It could be 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock your time. It's typically 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. And so I'm doing this group clearing. Nothing's live. It's all done remotely. So I'm working with the whole group at one time.
Yeah, that's a way to go. I think group healings are the way to go. I mean, I used to do one-on-ones all day long, and I realized you want to get things out to people in a bigger way. That's why I
write. Yes, you do.
My book and the academy, the things I want to do, I want to help more people. So it's hard to just, it's very satisfying to work one-to-one, but to heal me is incredible. So I'm hoping you're going to do like a group healing program for breast implant illness to get some of those crazy things on the list,
Right.
Nobody wants jet fuel or liquid vinyl in the body.
It's so insane. You know, I totally agree. And, you know, I think that's something we can definitely look at and just do group healing. And for people to be aware when you do some group healing work is that it can bring forward some other issues, which you do it very, very gently and have a support system. Like, you need something further to look at. And, you know, I'm definitely there. But when you see that there's lacquer thinner, epoxide resin, epoxide hardener, printing ink, are you serious? Metal cleaning acid, color pigments that release agents like heavy metals, aluminum, platinum, you know, really?
So there's nothing sexy about that, darling.
Nothing
sexy at all. Like, the opposite of sexy. It's death.
It's disgusting.
It's a death trap. It is a ticking time bomb in your body. The fact that somebody could be in a lab and put that together, like, I can't even deal with their karma. You know, the karma created, you know, to hurt women. These people who benefit and make money off of hurting women. Oh, boy.
I know.
Yes, that's going to be a heavy. You can't agree with hurting millions and millions and billions of women and think you're going to get rich and live a happy life. Honey, there's more than
that. That's right. They're still breathing the same air as the chemtrails or whatever. Don't they have to breathe?
Yeah, exactly.
No? I
mean, people that create this stuff all day, I'm like, wow. I mean, you are affecting your ancestors, your lineage. You don't
know
your children are going to get affected. One of your nieces or nephews might get breast implants. Like, you're just hurting yourself. You think that's success. That's rich. Getting rich off of people's pain. That's,
yeah, it's pretty disgusting.
That is a shame, a sham, a scam, and there's a heavy karma. You know, it's just, it's not about punishment. It's just the law of karma. And you actually cause negative karma to your family lineage, because the things you don't pay off, guess who gets the debt? Your family. Your family. People don't understand. You are indebting your, the children coming down to your, to your, the choices you made. So we're here trying to clear karma. some people are out there trying to create more karma, and that's just, you know, I'm just grateful for people like you that are doing good, you know, really good things, helping others. Like that's a path. We need to think like that. We're here to help each other. We're here to educate each other. I'm here to help bring voices on this podcast and on this show. We all have a part to play. So we are all helping each other. When we speak the truth, there's no shame. Anyone that projects shame, boom, take it. That's yours. It's not mine. I'm not taking it on. I'm here helping people. So if you don't want to step up and do the same, don't tell me anything else, because I'm not here for it. You know, I'm here to empower. You're here to empower. I love what you're doing. So, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put a link with your Facebook group and your website so people can get a hold of you. Maybe you can come on again when you start, right before you're going to do another, your like program, you know, your breast implant illness healing program, so that women can know when they can join. And you guys, we're here to help. We're here to educate. And yeah, Brenda has an incredible modality. Is there anything else you'd like to share?
No, I just agree with so much that you're saying. We're on the same page, and it's a passion. It just overtakes, you know, it overtakes you, and this is it. And it's, and there's no going back. We're all, I think, getting guided. Many of us are getting guided just to push further. And it's the light and the dark in the world, and we're bringing the light in, and the darkness is being revealed, and that's what's happening. So
we're here bringing the light in, because the world so desperately needs this light, this new understanding that there's so much more. The veils are thinning.
Yes.
We are awakening. And people like us, we're here to say, hey, it's okay, you're safe. It can be scary when people wake up. It's scary to discover, oh my gosh, I've been lied to my whole life.
It's sad. It's sad.
I have made to be sick when I didn't need to be sick. I've been lied to that I'm not enough when I am enough.
Yes.
So, all of these lies can make people feel hopeless. They can feel like very depressed. And I'm here to say, do not fall into that. You are here waking up, and you can help others with your awakening. Use that energy and that fuel to help educate others. You know, they're not going to tell you that because they make money.
Yes, of course not.
So we the people have to be the ones to, you know, tell the truth, to share knowledge. That is a gift, and we learn from our own experiences. You know, we didn't know this going into it. We didn't know that all these problems came from these chemicals, and we grow wiser from the pain, but we also become more courageous and brave, and more excited to share with others. Like, I feel joy in letting people know that they don't have to go through what I went through. And I already went through that pain. You don't have to do that. And if you have, you know, contact a healer like Brenda, you know, get the energy support you need so that you can recover. Recovery is possible. We are healing. As we heal our own bodies, we are truly healing the world. I'm telling you, simultaneous, the earth is living and breathing just like us. She's been abused just like us. We are to rectify these wrongs. And so thank you for joining us, Brenda. I'd love to have you back again. Maybe next time you could do just like a little sampling to show people how
it's
done. That'd be great.
I would love to do that.
Yes, and we'll have you back again. Thanks, guys, for joining us, and sending you so much.
Thank you.
Mwah. Have a beautiful, beautiful day. Much love.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.